Hi everyone, how are you today? I hope you are doing fine. So I'm back here, just record one episode about the recent update of me. That's not really good, actually. I feel everything is messy and I don't know what happened with my life, but I was in a struggle to survive. You know, in the past, I always wanted to achieve A, B, C, and, you know, some goals and targets, but now it's not anymore. Now I stand here just want to survive, and you know what? I was down every time I, you know, have a problem that's related to my beloved ones. And now I got such a problem again. And yeah, you know, I don't know how to solve this now. I have asked the psychologist to help me, but yeah, I hope it works. Let's see some updates later. You know, now I just want to express my feeling that, yeah, it's been a long time since I heard from him, and I don't know, maybe it's been 5 years or even more. I have forgotten every detail of his face, his voice, his love, and it feels so strange now. But I'm still very curious whether does he still think about me in the middle of the night, or maybe in his free time? Or the answer is that he never thinks about me at all. Honestly, I still think about him in my free time. Our memories are still in my head as if they just happened yesterday, even though it was just, you know, it's been a long time ago. I can't remember the last time we talked, and I don't even know when we'll talk again, or maybe we'll never. You know, saying goodbye for many times and letting him go was like the most difficult part in my life. And I was forced to do so because you don't need me anymore, because you choose another woman, as always. I was never the priority for you. I was never the only one for you. I always the option to you. And I was really sad. I really want to kill myself at that time. I really want to end up my life because I was so desperate. But then I realized, okay, that's what happened now. I just need to breathe and survive, right? Because in the end of the day, I will lose probably one by one people that I love. Parents, families, friends, everything. Now, I'm just preparing myself, you know, for the worst part of life. Alright guys, that's what I can share to you here. I hope you learn something that, well, everything in this world is temporary, so better be ready for it. Thank you. Have a courage to move on. Bye-bye.